Yes, you was your Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
How
have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? Praise our Father so much. Praise Him, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Ange nebaza Katonda kubanga ndi mulongo.
Me too, I thank God because I'm slain.
Batuzaro nakuru.
They birthed us once.
Kondia.
Don't fear me.
Kubanga ndi mulongo.
For I'm purified.
Ife natuava Kristo Yesu kuli matavi.
All of us came from Christ Jesus.
Ego nagafu kutukayo rumu.
But they all spoke out once.
Simanyi tuafu kutukayo. Oba ku mulongo yansi okuba nse.
I don't know who was part, but we all came out once.
Naibo tuava Kristo Yesu.
That is how we came from Christ Jesus.
Tuli barongo.
We are twins.
Uyo muganda o.
That's your brethren.
Mubuze nako.
You greet of them.
Mugambe mulongo wange kwagala nyo.
But don't forget there's no younger and old.
We are
prophets, pastors. Those are our names of the twins.
And
we are parts of each other. In ministering to build the house of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There is no young and old.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
We thank
God. The moment He's added us to align ourselves. We know we are in our seasons. Of every person of time given you under the sun. To be that they align themselves in the kingdom of heaven. For here we are strangers. And in Ephesians 3:20, our home is in heaven. The way you came and never realized how you reached here. It is not good never to discover that. Discover the way you came on the world and how you'll go back home. In 1 Timothy 6:7, we brought nothing on this world and we shall go back with nothing. But it will be threatening for you to get lost and you never go back where you came from. Praise Jesus so much. We hear in Jeremiah 22:10, and they tell us, do not cry for the one who dies and the one who goes, but cry and weep bitterly, for they will not go back to their home country. Our home, it is heaven where we came from.
And
many of our colleagues have passed under the sun. They have not been able to go back. Why? Because of the darkness. Concerning where the garden of God was. And some of things which happened within the garden. And we know it's the heading we are handling. We are going to reveal the darkness which the devil put on what concerns the garden of God. And what rightful things happen in there. It will help us go back to our rest. We are going to uncover, expose the darkness which the devil put on what concerns the garden of God and the things which happened there. Praise Jesus. All these will reveal them in the journey of heaven. Praise Jesus. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and our Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of Jesus. They who decided to seek the Lord and be based in the Holy Book, like he speaks in Isaiah 34:16. Look in the book of the Lord and read, for none of them will miss its mate. The mouth of God commanded and the Spirit gathered all. Now we are to move on to seeking the Lord. We've not climbed mountains, but we are of your right seated right here, and we're holding the holy book, it's going to tell us many secrets. And we
are
to move on this heading we've been studying of it. To reveal the darkness which Satan put on what concerns the garden of God, together with what happened in the garden. Remember, darkness troubling people under the sun, it began from the garden of God in Genesis chapter 3. Right, the devil first deceived people that they are going to open their eyes, yet they are going to get blinded. Praise Jesus. Those eyes, they were getting to be blinded, but the devil rather said, we are going to open our eyes and see. Praise Jesus. That's why the Bible says that the God of this age blinded the eyes of their understanding. Praise Jesus. Now we pray God to help us that the eyes of understanding get opened. Praise Jesus. God will bless us this very day again. Reveal it through the journey of heaven. Who knows more of the journey of heaven? If you are new, the journey of heaven tells us how we came on earth, and that we shall go back to heaven. It was moved through the Bible for 7 years. The journey of heaven, we tell you, how did you come on this world,
and
how there you go back heaven where you came from. Like Philippians 3:20 says, that our home is in heaven. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7. And he said, we brought nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing. Please, I try to give you introduction. We are going to reveal the darkness which concerns the garden of God. The darkness which covered what concerns the garden of God, together with what happened in the garden. Praise Jesus. But they come from the journey of heaven, which I have told you of. It means how we came on this world and how we can go back home in heaven. Why was it moved in the Bible? We cannot add neither subtract from these words, from the Holy Scriptures,
for
the command of God.
But
we tell you, as he told us in Isaiah, Isaiah 28, verses 9 to 13. We give you 2 to 4 commands and above, from the different scriptures, and God is the one who commanded. Give you 2 to 4 scriptures to go above, from the different holy scriptures, to bring you the knowledge of God. Praise Jesus. And we give you from the different books, the Old and the New Testament,
all
from Isaiah, and we join on Peter, is to say a little here and a little there. Praise Jesus. That's why we say it was moved through the Bible. There's no adding neither subtraction. There's no twisting within God's word. Praise Jesus. It's the journey moved through the Bible. Everything you see in the image and what you've not yet seen, we are to read it through your Bible you're holding. That is the seeking of God. Praise Jesus. The 7 years is to say we are led by the Spirit of the Lord. It tells us in Romans 8, verse
40,
they are led by God's Spirit. They are the children of God. And the 7 years, they reveal the 7 Spirits of the Lord within the lampstand you see right there.
They
will give it to you in Revelations 4, Revelations 4, 5. And you see of the 7 Spirits of the Lord. Move on, get the names of the 7 spirits. In Isaiah 11, verses 1 and 2, they will give you the name of the 7 spirits. Now their entire Bible
was gathered
by the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
It's
to say it's filled with wisdom, the understanding which is much, the counsel of God which is much. It's filled with the power much power. We read the word, but it's filled with power, which we call the spirit of power. It's filled with much knowledge. It's the spirit of knowledge. It's filled with much fear of God. It's the spirit of fear of God. And the spirit of the Lord, who reveals us the Father, together with the Son. There are the seven spirits you see. And the word of God, it is purified seven times. Like Psalms 12 tells you, verses 6 and 7. You see this Bible? The words within it, they've been purified seven times. The spirit who gathered this book is within the seven spirits. The spirit of wisdom, understanding of God, the spirit of counsel of God, the spirit of power of God, the spirit of knowledge of God, the spirit of fear of the Lord, and the spirit of the Lord. These are the seven eyes of God, which descends right from above the heaven to straight through all the heavens, reaching this planet. Everything within it is laid bare through the seven eyes. Revelation 5, 6 speaks of them. Now that is the journey. The 7 years, they are the seven spirits, and the seven groups of angels moved on to lead me in this journey. The seven commanders, and they with the weapons, they are seven. Revelation 8, verse 1 and 2. In Revelation 15, verses 1 and 3. Praise Jesus. So, those are the seven groups of angels. We are going to study them as we head there. We shall study them in the city of God. Praise Jesus. That's how we move the journey of heaven. It began from the planet Earth where we are. It means we left you long time. We left the planet Earth in the heaven of the rim below. We passed the door of heaven. We went to the first created heaven, which you see in that image there. And this one right here. We saw all these homelands from you and the beauty of that city. Praise Jesus. But we went to the central of this city, and we saw the two cherubims, the mercy seat, the ark of the covenant. Now we are on the golden altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from. Praise Jesus. Introduction, has it been good?
Yes.
Praise Jesus. For you who was not here, at least you've understood something. Praise Jesus. We are on the golden altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from. This drew us to start of the day of judgment. Praise Jesus. Where we've started the second resurrection, the second coming of the Lord Jesus, which is known as the day of the Lord. And it drew us to see the rapture and the judgment. Praise Jesus. It caused us to know what will happen on that day. Means for what to know what will happen on that day, as we started the altar of God, which is in the city, by those we came back on the planet, what will happen on that day as we head for judgment. People will be judged to be cast in the lake of fire. We came back in the rain below, and we saw what will be happening. Praise Jesus. And we saw what will happen, and we reached to see the valley of Armageddon, where the where we are, and all the stars you see in the space, where they will have passed away, and the heaven is a desert. Praise Jesus.
Then it
drew us to see the places called Gog and Magog. Those two places, where they are the armies of the devils, they which are aware that they are of the devil, and they who are not aware, and they are waiting to fight the Lord Jesus when he will come back, and they are kept in the world known as Gog and Magog. Praise Jesus. Now, because of that, we've reached very far to know about Gog and Magog. Praise Jesus. Gog is the planet Earth where we are, and it has two places. Praise Jesus. there's the underground.
All
the bankers they have dug in the ground of the earth, even under the ocean. We saw the armies of the devils down there. The angels who have fallen under the ocean is the underground. They have connived with human beings. They have corrupted already. They have made missiles as they are called Satan. Satan number one, Satan two.
There is
a telescope called Lucifer.
Lucifer number one.
Lucifer one. They are preparing
to
beat Jesus on his day. But all this we started there. You see the golden altar of God, which is in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Praise Jesus. Now this world called Magog, Gog is the planet where we are. Within which are two places where there is
underground.
Underground.
Yewansimunyanja.
That is under the ocean also.
World of darkness.
And even the world of darkness.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now the world of darkness is what began right from the garden. That's why
we're
going to move on. To know what concerns the garden. The darkness. Which the devil puts. On what concerns the garden of God. Together with happened there. The world of darkness is the planet after where we move on. Where people are only not knowing where they came from and where they're going. Praise Jesus. People have been confused by religions and different beliefs. Praise Jesus. Now we've seen the world of darkness. Reaching to see the sourcing of this darkness. The darkness. The devil puts on what concerns the garden of God. Together, what happened there? What we are moving on to know.
It's
our last topic we start. In journey of heaven we are in. We shall end and finish the world of darkness. We shall go see God. Magog outside the planet.
Magog,
Magog outside planet Earth. Where we shall see principalities on other planets. The fallen angels. And the world of darkness, hell. That exact.
Is where
the angels are. If you dare join the side of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
the devil never makes a loss you to fall in hell. He sees profiting out of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You to reach into fallen hell. You must have been kept in this world of darkness here, on this world where we are.
If
you not got light, you came from where you go where. That's why we tell you that religions you see on this world, most of them are the devils. The salvation which was meant to be light, to show where we came and where we go, in its darkness has come.
They have
put us to eat and consume. No more, no heaven, and how we can go back there.
That's
the world of darkness you hear.
Yes,
you don't know where you came and how you get back there. This darkness has captured people. If a person gets saved, they fight for where they're going to be buried. You've gotten saved to be buried.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If they don't want to bury the body, let them refuse. But you must go back home in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on to life. We've seen much from you. From the world of darkness. We have seen much from you. And we take away darkness the devil put concerning the garden. And what happened in there. We saw where the garden is. And how you can prove that. Kelbims in the way heading there. And we saw the fruits they ate. We saw how man was created on this planet Earth. And we were taken in that garden.
When
his seed was removed from there. And was brought back to the world where we are. We saw the type of death they died.
The
body of heaven was removed from Adam and was given this flesh we are having. But today, we are going to see the battle.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
katonda luyateka wakati waffe.
The battle God between put between us
Satan
and the devil.
Era lwaki ukarutia?
And how did it begin?
Tutandika okwerwanisa ffe kana ffe.
Preaching that human beings are rather fighting each other.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Ffe natwalino kuata tugobe Satan.
All of us had to agree and fight one devil.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Hecheu nyisa.
But it's surprising.
Ngamawanga gonna ffe tuluwana kana.
All nations are rather fighting each other.
Chaja chitia.
How did that year come? What happened?
Setuja jukira ngatuli ba Uganda.
No, remember we are related.
Kubanga kitafali omwali.
Our father is one in heaven.
Ni chiche chikuliko.
What's upon us?
Lwaki olutaluli maseka
tika fati? Why is the battle among human beings now?
Ukusinzira kubya ddala.
According to reality.
Katonda olutalo yaluteka wakati waffe.
God put enmity between us and the devil.
Eranga fenga abantu.
And we as human beings.
Twalina kulwanisa Satan.
We were meant to fight the devil.
Tosikola mundu kwetwerwanisa.
Not to make guns and fight ourselves. It wasn't meant like that.
Wabula kati tulina enzikiriza egamba.
Right now we have a belief saying.
Omuntu okubeera oli nalwanisa munno.
A person to exist you have to fight your another person. If you read from a small thing,
but
right now it's entered even church.
You
become a powerful pastor, you have to beat the other to get away.
Yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus.
The
battle was shifted from us and the devil. And it targeted human beings to human beings. God's children and God's children.
But
battlings were not meant to be among us. We would have made missiles and we are seeking the devil.
Yes,
but what surprises? Totally changed, even reached the church.
When
you refuse to be the devil and you look for that your brethren, and you seek for a person in the village, and you
beat,
break them, spare them. Are you here? What the devil did?
He
makes you dream your neighbor holding an axe chasing you.
And
you to end the warfare,
I
beat them. How the war changed.
You know,
praying in church shows, we forgot the war was targeted to where? And we began to fight ourselves.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
The
battle seems to have gone far. Things have totally changed in church. We no more bound demons in the bottomless pit. They changed. We send them in the deserts.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
And
it got to be physical. I bind you devil. I tear you.
No.
You bind him what? You bind with
flesh
and blood or what? They totally changed this battle.
But
we were meant to haunt the devil no matter what. And we were put upon angels who are to work with us.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
They
who are supposed to remain on God's side. Besides the fallen angels.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Let's briefly get back to Genesis. We are going to get explained. What concerns what happened. Genesis chapter 3. Genesis 3. Genesis 3 from verse 13.
Mukama Katonda n'agamba omukazi nti kiki kino ky'okoze. Omukazi n'ayogera nti omusota gwe gunsenzesenze n'endya.
Ebyo twabira by'ebyokwekwasa
kwasa. We thought those of giving excuses.
Bwe twagaana okukkiriza omusango.
When we refused to accept what we've done.
Ne tuguza eri Kristo
Yesu. And we bounced it back to Christ Jesus.
Era Kristo n'agukkiriza.
And Christ accepted it.
Nga bwe yayogera mu Isaya 53.
Spoke in Isaiah 53.
Yeti kowinike bwaffe.
That he carried our grave.
N'okubonabona okw'emirembe gyaffe kwali ku ye.
The suffering of our generation was upon him.
Yakkiriza bwe twamala okwegaana mu lusuku.
After we refused in the garden.
Ne tugamba.
And we said.
Kubanga Adamu.
For Adam,
yagamba nti Eva oyo mukazi guwampa Katonda mukazi guwampa Eva.
God, the woman you gave me Eve,
yabirese,
is caused this.
Ati kitegeza Katonda go ine chichamu.
Means God, you have a problem.
Go Katonda Eva,
you created Eve to tempt me.
Eva ibamutukako.
When they reached Eve,
naye nagamba nti omusota.
She said the serpent.
Atakwe mwenye go akutonda.
And you too, you created it yourself.
Go Katonda Lucifer, Katonda.
You created Lucifer, you God.
Kati Katonda ntumudizo musango nasara wagutwa.
Bounced it to God, the case he took it.
Era nasara wo emigo jonna jebantu kubye jibere kuye.
And he decided all beatings we are to be beaten to be on him.
Yetiko binikebwa
and it cook our graves. Like his praising Isaiah
53.
Up to today, darkness of that thing is moving on.
We have
not discovered why Christ was beaten.
Praise
Jesus. For most we don't know that in the garden we bounced the case back to him. And we thought, maybe God just accepted to come to be beaten on the earth. But it's us who told him, you created the woman. And the woman
said,
it's you created the devil. The case is back to you. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his begotten son. Whoever believes him is not condemned. Whoever never believes is already condemned. When? The issue of the garden. Praise Jesus. If you believe, you're not condemned.
If
you don't believe
it,
you are condemned with the devil in the garden.
You
have nothing you are choosing for.
What
you are choosing, we took it away. After he accepted, okay.
Say,
what you are to be punished, let it be upon me.
But
right now, you believe me and get saved. If you get saved, I prove you are not a
man.
If you refuse,
I know.
You had condemned with the devil straight.
For
we had excuses. But
all
that has happened, God put an enmity.
What concerns
the walk we are to see? How is it standing?
And
where has it reached the entire world?
Sitani.
The devil. He did this to confuse us. We are meant to fight him. But right now we are fighting each other. Even some have become one of the devil's
armies.
He awaits that he used them to fight the Lord Jesus. In the valley of Magadon, he gets armies blessed called Gog, the planet where we are. And in this dark aspect, we see the world of darkness. In here are the armies that keep you in ignorance.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Genesis 3:14.
Mukama Katonda n'agamba omusota nti, kubanga okoze kino, okolimiddwa gwe okusinga ensolo ez'omu nnyumba zonna, n'okusinga buli nsolo ey'omu nsiko. Onootambuzanga lubuto, onoolyanga enfuufu ennaku zonna ez'obulamu bwo.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ebintu bino nzijukira juzi twabira.
Remember, we got to see the things.
Engeri gy'akolimirwamu singa ensolo zonna ez'okunsi.
Devil was cast above all livestock. According to Psalms 109, he was cast and clothed a cast like a garment. And this you see, he was a
cherubim,
like you see this too. But in being cast so much, he became the olden serpent, which is Revelation 12:7-10. He became a serpent, a dragon
with
seven heads and ten horns. That's Revelation 12:3. Praise Jesus. But he clothed a cast like a garment. Praise Jesus. And the curse began to flow in him like anointing.
So
the devil has nothing like a blessing. And the devil knew it. He himself is cursed. But he knew that man was not cursed. Man had just been given a punishment. Now what he tries to see, that he proves that man too was cursed.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because he knows if he makes man continue to sin and
he refuses
to hear the voice of the Lord their God, they get cursed. What he does is one, hinder our ears to hear God's commands according to Deuteronomy 28:15. For God speaks,
now,
if you diligently don't hearken unto my voice,
to
hold on my laws and my commandments, all these curses will come upon you. Right from there, we have a battle between us and the devil.
And
the devil hinders us to move on hear God's voice. Praise Jesus.
Then
God accuses us so much of that case of not hearing his voice,
and
to hold commands, laws and judgment. And when he came on this world, in John chapter 8:32, Let me reduce this
peace.
Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Speed had been so much.
But
let's reduce the speed of
yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
I don't know
where even you have been now.
I don't know
in your book whether you have written or not.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
We
still explain, brethren, what concerns the darkness which happened in the garden. And even today,
we
going to explain the enmity which was open between us and the devil. And the devil rather changed us amongst us brethren, we children of God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
we have told you in Henning where we have ended. The devil hinders us so much not to hear God's voice. And it was for any time we do that, we get a curse for refusing to hear the voice of our God.
In
John chapter 8, 32 down,
he
says we are children of the devil, for we can't understand his speech.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
the one of God hears God's voice.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And he speaks in John 10.
His
sheep,
they
hear his voice.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, don't think that you were cursed.
They
never cursed you in the beginning.
What
the devil fights is one.
That
you fail to resume hear the voice of the Lord your God.
For
the other time in the garden, when you heard his voice, you ran from him. And you heed. This time the devil says, one, you will not rather run and hide on
him,
refuse to hear his voice, and you too get to be cursed. For he knows he was cursed. He can't accept God's people to sit to hear well his voice. As we read them here that they hear,
Christ
does not fellowship. If the fellowship wants them to shout so much, now you would have shout and lifted cheers already.
He
knows when you do that, you can't hear God. End up getting a curse.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But we thank the Lord for all those
he's
begun to lighten it with much love.
The
verses we move on down here.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
He was cursed
and he got filled of a curse. And we knew the dust he eats off. We knew that the devil doesn't eat that physical dust out there.
He
drinks the blood and the life within it.
Like
Genesis 9 chapter verse 4 says, in this blood there is the life the devil looks for. Because man was made from the dust of the world. When they say the devil, you eat dust of the world, don't think you eat that dust. Not at all.
He
drinks blood, the life.
That's why in
the
entire world,
sacrifice is a very great act everywhere in the world. For he knows here, by the curse put on him, he
suffices
by life within the blood of people. That's why they tell him you eat dust of the world. Think the devil is a physical snake? Now, brethren, we are moving on to analyze enmities, where we put the emphasis. We have gone back, we've seen that before. This enmity, where did it end? You first ask yourself, let's make the other way. Ask your brethren, this enemy, how was it silenced? And who silenced it? Why do we think we are not in a war?
Why do
we
think
we have to fight amongst ourselves? God proclaimed the war openly. And the devil has never given up on it. But he shifted you from the main battle. He knows it. Man should not go back to heaven. But you have to let them fight each other. When you leave them fight us, they can escape from us and go back. Now he knows that. That's why they chased him from heaven and came with much rage. He's fighting, they who hold on the commands of God and the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
If
you give up on those, they know you are in the
army.
If you leave the commands of God and the testimony of Jesus,
it's
the Bible, Old and New Testament, they know you are in the army. For
there. They
begin to put fights among yourselves. Mm-hmm. Praise Jesus. We used to think that the enemies you fight with, the devil is in those people. Now when you overcome those enemies, you have overcome the devil in them.
You
can't overcome the devil when you fight your fellow human
being. For
when the devil says in his proverb that when I will kill you, I'll get another. When you beat this one down, he goes to another, he shifts.
He has
no loss when you beat your brethren.
He says,
I'll kill this one, I'm handling another. Genesis.
Genesis 3 verse 15.
For when they began the relation, they began with the woman. The man had to come and pursue. The woman has been given a battle, but will she handle? And will her offspring be able to handle? For in the woman is where the man comes from. Even though the woman first came from the man, just as the ribs you have gotten out.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But this battle, can a woman handle it? But who is that real woman?
Do
you know that the battle was handled to the Lord Jesus? That is mystical, and it can bring you to understand it. For she is the mother of all creations in reality. But let's first read of the woman Eve. We shall not go deep in that mystery. We shall see when we read the garden of God. And Jesus up now, he is fighting that battle until he's put his enemies under his feet. There we go. Adam and Eve.
We
are not going deeper into those mysteries. Let's first fight it on the surface.
We're
going to fight it in part one. And we use the woman Eve.
We're
not going to go to part two of the Lord Jesus. We know that now he's fighting it. Until his enemies have been put under his feet.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
let's be very careful. The name it was put between a woman and the snake. And the offspring of the snake and the one of the woman. But the great thing is here, we as people came from Eve.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We had to seek for the head of the devil and crush it. You know how he lied us? Initially, we know we look for physical snakes. And we look for their heads to crush them. That we beat them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We too,
we think. Perhaps they want to strike to bite our heels. And as we find snakes, we begin to hide our heels. As we jump, you hide your heels. That too is your blood.
But
you, him to bite your heels is on your destiny. You came from heaven, you shouldn't go back. That's why they call to bite your heels.
For
on the hills, that's where you best to move, to go onwards.
You
can't accept you go back where you came from. In the kingdom of heaven, you have to see you got destroyed in the world. That's to bite your heels.
The Bible says
it's not your right to lead your going and your coming.
Kati wewe yeri katonda.
Now give yourself
to God
to lead your going.
Kuba magenda kugega kuleta wano.
For your destiny is what brought you
Amata
here.
Yogega kuzayewa.
Your going back is what takes you home back.
Hey, wali umarabe.
But there is an enemy. He's on your heels.
Agamba chimute badda waka.
He says one thing is going
to
go back home. They can't go home in heaven when I was just from there.
Kati akasinzira kadde wamwe
kiyakwata. The heel heading to your home is what he captured.
Era karuma atia.
And he bites it how?
Yadda mukuchusa anjiri.
He began to change the gospel.
Mukuchusa Yesu.
To change the Christ.
Nukuchusa moyo naba wamubira.
Change another spirit, give you another.
Akasinzira akakuzayo naba ngakamba.
The heel taking you and he finished it like that.
Akati goino bete ento omutu oku.
Now you have to crush that head. Those are his plans. The schemes. You started the schemes on Tuesday, Wednesday, you hear that. Remember, when you read this verse, Genesis 3:15,
you see
we have to look for the snake, the usual one. Now what are we up to? The truth, let's get to reality. You are looking to beat what snake? And ask yourself, what generations grew and they knew the kind of snake we are to seek for? To strike that head. If it's the devil,
and
you understood it perhaps, how were you beating him? How were you striking his head? Before we move on so much, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 4-5.
Basesalonika ekisoka esula ya kutano olunyiriri olusoka.
Verse 4-5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 from verse 4-5.
Naye mwe abooluganda temuli mu kizikiza.
We are not in darkness.
Olunaku luli okubasisinkaniriza ng'omubbi. Kubanga mmwe mwenna muli baana ba kutangaala.
Tulina okuba abaana baki?
Must be children of the light.
Nga tuvudde mu nsi ey'ekizikiza.
From the world of darkness.
Ey'obutamanya.
Of ignorance.
Kubanga abantu bonna bali mu nsi.
All people in that world.
Yensi eno kwe tuli.
This planet where we are.
Nga tebamanyi gye bava ne gye balaga tebamanyi.
Where they came, where even they are going.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Tebamanyi ngeri gye bajja mu lutu lwa mama
waabwe. You know how they come in their mother's womb.
N'engeri gye bavaamu okuddayo.
How they get out to go back.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Eyo yensi gye bayita ey'ekizikiza.
That's the world of darkness.
Kati kitani kye yakola.
What the devil did.
Olw'okuba yakimanya.
Those knew this is the war which makes us pass through.
He started
to blind the eyes of people's understanding. The eyes of your understanding. And you understood differently things. But God says, we will get saved. We
are
no more children of that darkness.
But get
light, understand how things have to be.
Basesalonika ekisooka esura ya 5 5. Kubanga mmwe mwenna muli baana ba kutangaala era muli baana ba musana. Tetuli ba kiro newankubadde ab'ekizikiza.
Tetuli baana ba kiro newankubadde
ba children of the night.
Ab'ekizikiza.
Neither of darkness.
Ekizikiza ekyo ky'obutamanya n'obutegeeranga.
Ignorance.
Era bwe twamala okulokoka.
After we got saved.
Twajja eri musana.
We got to the light.
Twalina okutegeera ebintu byonna nga bwe biri.
Understand all things how they are.
Bwe byaliwo.
How they were.
Bwe biriwo n'ebigenda okubeera.
How they are and how they are going to be.
Naye kisinga okwewuunyisa.
What surprises most.
Bayibuli lubereberye esula eno esooka n'eyokubiri n'eyokusatu.
Genesis 1, 2 and 3.
They
are one of the chapters we never minded the church to understand. Yet they are the ones which have all our souls. Even when you struggle with the entire Bible,
if you didn't
understand the first three chapters, you are very bad off. That's where darkness springs, which troubles this world. Religions and beliefs and clans on this world. The way we are fighting each other. All bring from the darkness which came upon what happened in the garden.
If
in the entire world we would have agreed and we are fighting all the devil,
after
not knowing what we are fighting with, others will come in the devil whom we are chasing. Right from the beginning, whatever was born,
we
had to tell them how the battle is standing. To tell them this head, how we are
going
to be crushing it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
when we get back, Revelation 12 verse 7,
yes,
praise Jesus. The serpent,
yes,
it's the devil.
Stop
printing books to children showing physical things.
To take over Lucifer
and push Lucifer. He has seven heads and the ten horns.
The
golden serpent put
there. An image
how he was a cherubim before he fell. Children to understand the truth. I prove the truth. I grew up thinking the snake we look for is the usual snake. I thought it so much to crush its head. As I was coming from school, I would meet a snake on the road. It swallowed a frog. I go and get this
snake,
which is stopped very well. And I was striking snake and it began to vomit the snake and it dies instant. I
thought
we had to beat them their heads. When you see it, you have to be careful of your heel. You shouldn't bite you. Take a long fighting battles, but you've been beating what?
Tell
you strike the head, you are on the tail. Yes, you must say.
But I also want to put up with Europe. We are divided. You come out again in ways.
You have a divided. What we do with the head these days?
I don't know. Again, I think I came to women and I
put on other
set. What we do with
the skin.
Lana
says these people.
When they come to Munga Baba Gami,
if I live on here, that they say they beat it. I must get seven heads. When they beat one another, it's standing.
Now you
understand the language. Let's see.
Revelation 12:3.
Yes, seven heads. When you
beat
one, another attacks you.
And
plant many other schemes.
One Bible says
strike the head. And you the head, where is the head? That represents finish also. Get from the
army.
People kept
in
the army. They know they are on his side. And if you can't
judge
for God is life.
You
darkness. He knows that.
I'll
finish this one is mine. Revelation 12, verse 3.
You hear
this dragon? Fight one head and God seven.
They
tell us
we
have to crush his head. Now skip
the six. Read
our six heads.
That you
get confused at bit what?
If
one head God seven.
Now
to beat
you,
it may be hard for you.
It's maybe
one of the false church.
It's
the first head.
False
churches, that is an entire head.
I know
he has the head of the spiritual wicked and sorcery.
We are taking
put translation and languages and gave it quotes over them. The fallen angels and the rain over them. That they are the gods of those people. He didn't end there. Put the political heads. That head is there.
Person
can't know the one who reigns over them is in heaven.
Even
the one who is on leadership, they think they are the one who
is,
even the world is there. You hear the thing that they are landlords. Since when?
After
let the government ground and go with it in hell. Even
the
name
of
shame. Now let's warn the Baganda. In the flesh we are
Baganda.
But stop abusing our
king.
Our king is not a snake.
Umusota
is Satan. The snake is the devil. You know the devil is the money, that king, that grass.
King don't accept the cold
snake, get saved. Now the political
head.
People are never expect God is there. And they tell you politics is a dirty game. If they are bribing and corrupting, that head has to be beaten down.
They
who reign in
heaven,
the one in heaven reigns in the kingdom of men.
Yes, we must
pray.
He
entered politics. Now, he built cities. When he reached
his
seat, I have built. A voice came from heaven.
In
the bush for 7 years.
Now
you started to know that the Most High reigns in the kingdom of God. They have guns that they feel they are the ones. They can even come and chase the church away. They who own the land.
But
who gave it to them?
When
the jokes of the devil's
alone,
he says, in Matthew 4, Jesus
bowed
to me, I give you the world for it was given me, I own it. Great, since when? Is the economic head. That head is to be beaten down.
A
major word fighting with a major command of God. I'm looking for money. God tells us, let's seek him.
tukera kumacha kumaka
ogenda
wa
where you going
no nyase
to look for money
what says
I love you money
ukunno nyabe
usaji na
ufanya
how to do a fighting
over the top
of it you see that
and people who have
the how to for Jesus has skills adoga ni
kombo ya ndana kwa
I'm going to go to the house. With body, maturity.
Why you don't have a room?
If you don't go to the Roman angel, won't maturity, fallen angel.
I don't want to
have a suit. It's a business. It puts you, come back.
As you come back, the
flame crashes and take a series.
But that diamond is not going
to be beat the head of the devil.
Don't
look for heads of physical snakes.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I want to
learn that economic head. It is so bad for us. Any church has affected it. Touch your pocket, get something out.
That's how you bring your offering up to that.
He goes right to the devil and he taps out all the sins. And he brings the new money. They shouldn't go home. When you get money, there are things happening on you. He was spelled the curses. Every devil came spelled upon money.
We have to get it to the word of God to overcome it. Yes, you will
praise Jesus.
We have the head, social relation.
The head overcame us, they are reigning over us. The people in the world. He did not have to tell you, fight their God.
Wake up in the morning and you've grown food and you eat yourself.
And the devil met them, 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 and the When you get the car, you say, Jesus has arisen for me. Brethren, praise Jesus. I have found the one who arises for me. And if you see my car, that is my Jesus, the arose for me. Jesus is dependent to a car.
Praise Jesus.
We forgot him.
But that keep his head.
We
it made us forget our Father in heaven.
Who give birth, we never accept.
You prove your child as your
mother.
And how's your mother?
Make
them forget their Father in heaven. As you reach the world, and
they
introduce you in another clan.
And
they give you new names.
But
God in Jeremiah 1,
4
and
5.
I knew you before your mother. I called you.
What
that not happen? The head affected. You have attack and beat it.
Or this wearing
the
name
in heaven.
Or just walk
the door of heaven. They ask you, I am Nakamati. They ask you,
who
is Nakamati? What keyboard you are playing here? Nakamati means what in heaven? I am Seguya.
Everybody ever go there and go
there? Seguya loves and you are Seguya. You don't mind. Your name cannot even go
to heaven.
For those who are Seguya, can't enter heaven. Now, brethren,
what
concerns that head? It's like,
they are
schemes there. Yes, battles exchanged.
We don't want to
fight with one who fight.
They don't want
to beat, we don't beat.
Church,
what have you been fighting with? Now there is the head of games and sports. Here there is drama. It's a fixed head. On the head of the devil, we have to crush.
Games and sports.
Games and sports. Right from when you're young, you begin to play things of the devil. You play matatu. There is the spirit which will bury you. There is the heart which you give which your heart. They ask you, give me heart. Give me flower. They will put on your graveyard. There is a master who judges the devil. There is Jezebel, the joker. They even ask the diamonds. The dice.
Games and sports.
You're looking for six is the main
target.
3 for 6.
Yes,
therefore play don't
play.
For you, we don't know the head you are meant to beat. We are on physical snakes. And you play the round game.
Yeah.
If you're not in a hole, they hunt you. They have to hunt you.
You
beat them, it's round like this. This corner, a hole. In the middle, there is the hole you begin. It's the death of Adam. When you get from there, to escape the
death,
when you're dead, not line of the world,
to
run to try to heaven, go in the hole, we leave you. And you count the times they trouble you.
We are
attention.
We are games and sports.
That is games and sports. Not easy.
Game
one game would have been like a goat. It's very hard.
Seven stones,
the seven spirits. But to pack
them,
they have to
pack.
Now your attention. Good job. To be filled of seven spirits, to be the five wise virgins, is not easy. It's only the
Bible.
When you start the seven heads,
the
game which is of God, they tell
it's
to pack seven stones,
to fill
the seven spirits every time.
Many
other games. They are
footballs of supporting
them.
And then you beat the devil. When you beat the man, you support the red devils. Demons which are red.
You
support the vipers. The vipers sports club. And they will never clothe well.
They will be
like they have tight panties and they are exposing them. You talk to the devil, corrupted people. They are those. They are like animals. They are beating themselves and. I hear they call it
one.
They are like animals. They
take
the jaw, they
know
how to and get the jaw, hit your police. I hear wrestling. But bring them in the gospel where they will sit. The girls who are having
network,
they close tight parties, and when they jump, they expose themselves. You are on the gospel, and they have you the gospel of the devil. They are musicians.
Remember the one
who made the record of the devil. You remember the woman? This girl, a daughter who made the head of John the Baptist cattle. She sang a song exposing
people
to people. And the king said, even half kingdom I give it to you.
Jezebel
asked the head of John the Baptist.
They had nothing for
the king and vowed, what you ask I give. They had to cut the head of John, bring it for the girl. Now musicians, the devil who is in them, every character in the world they train through the
church.
Now we're in church. Hip-hop. And the
Moroccan
is having damage to our
God.
He's worshiping Jesus. And the
damage
is coming. And the
people
are jumping and down.
And after,
we attack the devil. Yet, they who attack the devil, they are devils themselves.
There
is the healthy
system,
the seven heads.
They have come
from one beat the head of the devil.
No,
how they heal, we shall fight for it. Now the Bible, the way you see it, you see upside down for much darkness. Now the seventh head of
warriors
is the healthy system sector. The healthy sector captured all the grass and the herbs where there is our medicine, which begins on. And they say the herbs are his. And the Bible says, those are herbs of the devil. For the devil. After this, thank God for raising grass. Now what is wrong?
Darkness
is too much in this head.
The devil
has ever raised any grass. The other is a thief. He stole all the grass, he claimed them. How can't you take greens from the fields and eat them? Why don't you say it is of the devil?
The time he
moved, the devil is the thief. Put people under reins over them, and he claims to own it that he gives them. Which grass does he give you that is his? Which grass did he ever plant?
All
healthy was entered in by him. And he grabbed whatever is used. When they still look for the head of the devil
and crush it,
not there are seven heads. And what do they do? And now you look to crush them.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
System,
healthy system, he captured
it.
All the herbs captured them and entered hospitals. They claim to own the lives of the doctors.
You can
say your life is in my hands. Your living or your death is in my hands. You ask him, the doctor, his life is in whose hands?
That's
why the doctors who change young children who have been given birth to other parents. You give birth to a child, they give it to another. There are those who have sex with dead bodies. Others who rape, they were going to give birth. That's why I asked the government. They who make women give birth, let them be women alone. For many men, there are many women who have not yet given birth and they first have relations with them there.
Because
you can't know if you've gone to people. You can't know what they did to you. These they go to check things. They make you faint a little. And they first finish their works. But ask for protection. But they do those things. You find them with dead bodies having intercourse with them. But they have the devil upon their heads now. Remember, God is the one who first gave those gifts to them. But because the devil steals, he grabbed them.
You know,
God who has sent us to grab back, to restore to him in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now we take away darkness. Satan put concerning the garden of God and the things which happened.
To save
people from the world of darkness, where he put a war among them. Way to fight the Lord Jesus. Yet these people already began to fight. For they contend with God as if they are having a charge of a priest. And they refuse to reject knowledge. As he explains in Hosea 4, verse 1 to 6.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we move on. They tell us how many of these aids are. Try to look and crush them. And on these edges is where they best reign over nations. According to Revelation 17, verses 9.
Kubikulirwa sura ya 17 olunyiriri lwa 9. Awo we wali omwoyo ogulina amagezi. Emitwe omusanvu zensozi omusanvu omukazi zaatuddeko. Era bebakabaka omusanvu.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So there's omusanvu.
There are seven mountains.
Jezebeli kankana olw'okuba nti Satani yakwatibwa n'asibibwa.
Both the devil was captured and arrested.
Asinzira ku egyo emitwe seven okugenda mu maaso.
Based on those heads to move reigning on. Fuga
amawanga gonna.
To reign over all nations.
Era nga nsozi si nyangu za kuvunuka.
Not is the mountains to escape them.
Tovura mukama yagamba bogwe.
That's why Paul beat his head.
Uyamanya nti hey. Bakiwulidde waliyo gumu.
They have heard that there's one head.
Of
the false church, you know, that's where it began from. It was in Jerusalem, in the great gathering of the angels.
It
began with the false church.
He
acted to correct us in the spiritual, and he corrected the command of God.
It
began with the false church. The head of the spiritual wickedness, sorcery. He created the political heads. He created the economic heads. Social relations.
Games and sports.
Place health system. And he put every drama in it. The reality. Things of medicine have never begun from hospitals. In reality, we began using entire medicine in the world. But when the devil saw that, and he saw moving us like well, he began to put in place shrines which give herbs. In most of the Western hospitals we see, they have come from the shrines. And they went on modifying themselves. I don't know if you understand me. If you reach and see what they join in the hospitals, make medicine, you'll wonder. When they tell you they're putting cocaine in your medicine, when you say the medicine you're taking has human brain, don't be surprised. And where do they get them?
That's
every dead body has to be taken in the hospital to take some parts from it.
One will
tell me there's no medicine which is fulfilled. Now those things, the world has darkness. Now they give you medicine, you want human brain and taking. You don't know, they're the ones knowing what they do. Swallow tablets and has cocaine in it. But all that is the world. But we want to hear what the Spirit says. Don't fight with hospitals that have been blessed. But we can correct mistakes in there. For light is there to lighten darkness. Darkness totally passes and finishes.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So what Gambia,
now they have told us, based on nations, the mountains reign over nations, clans, and languages. And here the Lord speaks like this.
But if we destroy
these heads, this is what is on the head. According to Job 5, verse 12, these are what are in the heads. Most who study excuse the devil with us on Tuesday and Wednesday
know
each head what it does. We are remaining with only the five heads. The two we finished them.
Job 5
verses 12.
Ata enkwe z'abagere ngetanya emikono gyabwe nagitayinza kutuukiriza bye batandise. Akwasa abagezi olukwe lwabwe bo n'okuteesa kw'abekyejo kumenyekera ddala. Baba n'enzikiza emisana era bawammanta mu ttuntu ng'ekiro. Naye alokola mu kitala ekyaka mwakaabwe alokola eyeetaaga mu mukono gw'ow'amaanyi. Kale omwavu n'aba n'okusuubira obutali butuukirivu ne buziba akamwa kaabwo. Laba aweereddwa omukisa omuntu Katonda gw'akangavvula. Kale tonyooma kubuulirira kw'omuyinza w'ebintu byonna.
Tukkirize omuyinza w'ebintu byonna.
Let's accept the Almighty.
Agere mu maaso n'okutubuulirira.
We want to discipline and teach us.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga yagamba.
For he says.
Nti basaani bulijjo batuulanga batiisa ebigambo.
The devil receipt and reason words.
Nga bakola enkwe.
And they make schemes.
Nga batupulaaningira bagenda tukola batya.
Learn what they are going to be doing to us. You know religions on the world,
they are
the ones who plan and put them in place.
Bible
of them in Colossians 2, 18 to
23,
and they put things of religion which appear like worship of God.
But they are
not knowing where you came from and where you are going.
The intention
of church in the entire world
would have been to
lighten where we came from, how can we get back there? The light we were meant to get.
But
the rest God had said was to add them on us.
This
in Matthew
6, 30 to 31.
Pagans seek for the things they need of. You too, I know you need them.
The kingdom of where you
came from, the kingdom of God,
its
righteousness,
the
rest I add them to you.
But we are meant
to look for where we came from, how we can get back. God is ready to take care, to feed and make us drink. Those are what we are in the garden. Before we are given punishment, we are into now.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What
the devil did is one. Is to change this battle. First, ahead where we move.
You
have to see that the battle now is among you and your neighbor. Among nation and nation, instead of
Satan
fighting the devil. Jesus, one of the signs he shows that is coming, the devil would have confused nations so much, and they
are
fighting each other. For he knows. The devil himself knows.
If
people sit as we have sat here, and they sit there for God, and they study in his book and seek, they are going to discover him.
He tells
them, go to the mountain, seek me from there. Go mountain, sit there. And you sleep on a rock. That you sleep on. You left him on, in the book, you are on a rock sleeping on a mountain. That's where he finds you and keeps you. He gives you things with much punishments and sufferings.
Can't
people sit and lie God's word. For God commanded all people to sit under the curse of his word. To mark them and lie them. Like
you
speak in Romans 23:18. Who has ever sat under the curse of his words to analyze and mark them and they get to know them.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
But this time,
now the devil, even if an evangelist, the book they read, and they say, clap on, play the keyboards. There is no understanding. That is the world of darkness. The planet where we move
by.
Pray God gives you light of everything. The light of understanding the truth. That will be free. In the name of Jesus. Accuse the plans of the crafty. Can't accept them to fulfill what they reason. And makes their plans fall apart. And they attack the one in need.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We show him our need of salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It will redeem us. The devils always go underground.
And
under the ocean. And they make meetings.
What
surprises most? Even some of the pastors,
prophets,
apostles have joined those groups. And according to Isaiah 29:15 to 16, they go underground and they turn things upside down. Listen how it happened. The right church, it should be the people, but they overturned it. Many years, 312, praise Jesus, they overturned church and they brought a building for us. And walked in the darkness. And when you get from home, you say,
where are you going?
Ogenda wa?
I'm going in the church.
Ogenda ku kanisa.
And what are you going to do?
Ogenda kola yochi.
I'm going to pray.
Ogenda kusaba.
Ogenda dio kusoma.
When you will ever go to study God,
ngatekwe kanisa.
And yet you are the church yourself.
But
you know that darkness. We even read.
Yes,
we
are going
to
do.
Jesus came to take the church with us,
spots,
not even wrinkled.
We are going to
the buildings. Is it going to come
for buildings? The darkness
of ignorance is big. And your forefathers walked by that. And they built ecclesia, the church, the building. And they would renovate it.
Yes, we are going to do.
Is Jesus coming back for that? Even a born again will get saved.
That is
his church, whether there was once or the building.
The
pastors are built. Buildings. That is the church. They are punishing them.
There.
You know what is out there?
It's
the world of darkness.
They
abandon new church. No one is building you.
You don't know
whether you have a board of heaven or not.
They
are on buildings.
They
build them that are
cathedral.
That all is the devil.
Can't
throw this one, you fail to build him or her.
Yes, we're going to try.
Is Jesus taking the building?
You don't
understand the skills of the devil.
That's the head
we have to crush very well. A person is abandoned there. They are renovating a building, 46 years the building. They put money in it. They have left you as a church.
Yes, Jesus
preaches, says, break, I built mine for 3 days.
He
raised us as a living church. And men changed
back.
They overturned the thing. And they made
a
put the building back. From 312, ever since Jesus went to heaven,
people
will be filled with darkness of ignorance. We
have
been knowing
the
building is the church, and we renovate it, and we build.
In
church, you're right there. Man is almost mad.
You know,
to make a mad thing, walking with your rubbish.
era twasabanga
Yesu tukusaba olwaleero
otuyambe
tuzimbe
kanisa
eyamaani
eyendabirwa
mukama
oleeta
ebizimbisibwa
tuzimbe
kanisa yo
katonda n'alyoka
atunuulira
omuntu
nga ye baamwonoona
Ere yatuka natugamba.
Which to told us.
Ebimu kubikisa omwoyo mu kanisa
kabyabuulire. The spirit from the church is this.
Kubanga kanisa yera birwa.
For church was forgotten long time.
Yalina kujja mugwe sosi mu kizimbe.
It was meant to come in you, not a building.
Ekyo kye kyaba mu lubiri byesule
y'omukaaga. That's what happened in Genesis 6.
Abantu we bayononeka
amagezi bonna. Where people got corrupted with mind.
No, we wamuka manga tasha ina wabera.
Ataya ya kutaya. And the room is them was just roaming over the world. Had not in them. And he contended with them.
Outside.
You are not supposed to be in the church. Why am I outside? And God said, my spirit not contend with people. Let me take him away.
Now,
church,
yet
the spirit in church, you don't understand it. When it
lights,
it makes you roll down. You shout. It's
not a
spirit of peace. And after it goes back, even tomorrow it comes back. It is moving. It's scratching. And people are shouting. Because they exchange according to their schemes, which come from the three heads. They have to change three major things: the Christ, the Gospel, and the Spirit. When they change these ones, and that they did it.
But
the gospel of heaven is no more. I see power moving. You are going nations. Someone has had it. So for it now. And you start. Someone has had it. Shout hallelujah. What is out there?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. For you have saved us from darkness. They fake something. Like 84 fathers behind of you, and they make their schemes. As you're born in the schemes. And when they birth, they brought in the church. Listen to the madness. In the building. Second Corinthians 11. You
can't
separate the schemes, know where they speak. What was in the garden, these men brought it back. After the resurrection of Jesus. And they added in other ingredients.
Singa mungu menkiriza mu busirusiru obutono era naye mungu menkirize kubanga mbakwatirwa obujja bwa Katonda kubanga nabafumbiza bammwe omu ndyoke mbaleete eri Kristo nga omwala omulongoofu naye ntidde ng'omusota bwe gwali mbalimba kawa mu bukusa bwagwo
yagamba things
which happen,
men
are going to do them to you again. The devil says from heaven,
he
said, what was in the garden, I'm doing again.
Person
has been told to be born again. But I have to kill them the second time. Listen. In Genesis 2,
they
give us the command, when we
touch
the tree, we shall die. That same man, the devil, he killed us.
When
they birth us living on earth,
we were
given time to get saved.
He
says, we have to kill man the second time. And he brought back the
spirit.
And the spirit, that's why he says, I am afraid. The garden may come back again for you. What did he do in the garden?
I have said
in the garden he changed three things. Jesus gave us another. He exchanged the gospel. He became the spirit to guide us and lead us. When he changed, he said, we are going to become gods.
We are choosing the Torah and Ayongera.
He subtracted and added in it.
We are choosing Moye.
When he changed the spirit, he became the one to lead and guide man. Listen well.
Bakolin secho kubide sura kubine mulu nyolo kusatu.
Second Corinthians 11:3.
Na yenti de ng'omusota we gwali mbali mbakawa mu kusa bwago mpoze ebirowoozo bya mukono ne bwanga mukulaba wamune mu bulongoofu ebiri mu Kristo.
Omanyi ebirowoozo babyono.
You know our thoughts were perfect.
Engeri tulabamu ebintu ebiri mu Kristo kati bulala.
In Christ is different.
Wakati olwaleero.
For right now.
Asimbe motoka oyo ali ku mwanjo nyone katonda.
Parks a car is so close to God.
Ebirowoozo tabiraba kifulane
ngai. Don't you think these things upside down?
We
got corrupted with minds.
We
did the same thing in the garden.
You
see things upside down. Just to get born again. They say they have to die the second time.
It's
Revelation 3:1. It remained a name of being born again, but we died long time. That's why they changed the gospel.
And they saw
things upside down.
People who
began to go to heaven.
Now we began
to go to America. Listen to the madness. To get a white man, to get a homosexual, what will he do for him? Are you ready to open for him? For you want the whites. All the whites who are angels, they will serve you. And they are not going to make you have homosexuality with them. What happens is this. The Holy Spirit says, in the time we got salvation, was to do it again to us. To corrupt us the way we see things. The church built 3 days. We are in buildings now. Your forefathers have moved
expect
to go to heaven and build churches for Christ. They corrupted and they saw things different. Genesis 3. Man was corrupted. He saw the tree desirable to be eaten.
That
he brought wisdom to become God. The same things came back. If you see the pastor, as if you've seen God. You clap for him when he's on the other extreme. You clap for him
when he's coming.
And when God comes, you pierce yourself in the ground. That's why we told you.
Stand,
you will come the word of God. And we don't see a person coming. It was God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He is the one we first welcome. Now we as donkeys, we come behind him.
But
men walk, they became even the spiritual fathers. Now your father in heaven is the father of what? He births what? It's the darkness you hear. The things different.
They
expect to go with their wealth in heaven. This world. Church. You have shamed us so much. Thank you.
First,
you forgot you are the church. You are a building.
Even the way
things is upside down.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri essula ya kumi n'emu olunyolwokuna.
2 Corinthians 11:4.
Kuba oyo ajja bw'abuulira Yesu omulala.
Are ba Yesu b'ennaku zino beewuunya.
Jesus of these days surprises.
Jukira bwe tuba tulaba enkwe za
Sitaani. See the skills of the devil.
Tulaba ebintu bisatu ebikulu.
See 3 major things.
Omwoyo omutukuvu n'ebikolwa eby'obutuukirivu.
The Holy Spirit and his works of righteousness.
Omwoyo gwa Satani n'ebikolwa byagwo ebitali bya
mutuukirivu. The spirit of the devil and his works of unrighteousness.
Oyo ne kati gwe tukyalaba.
That's the one we are seeing.
Tuli bakulaba Kristo omutuufu n'ekkanisa.
We have to see the right Christ and his church.
Tuli bakulaba obulimba n'amakanisa.
And the false Christ and the churches. They come from here.
Ibyo byaliwo mu lusuku.
What happened in the garden?
Yes,
praise Jesus. We see the right gospel. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven. You will be getting one again.
You
will be given a body from heaven.
Which
has the first of eating God's word. And we share with the gospel of the devil. They preach things of the world. And we shall survive who serves God and who never serves. But that word comes from the beat his head and crush it.
It's
the battle, the dangerous battle. But today I don't know what
yeah. Yeah.
Have they ever beaten the head of the devil? But this day, by the time the Lord comes and we've done something.
As we come,
the head of the devil would have affected it. quoted the spirit of the word of God.
And
cut that head. Every pig he picked, we shall cut it off. All the skins.
You study
with
the
skins, and you see much. The more we
seek,
the more we beat that head of the devil.
Bakolinsi ekyokubiri essula ya kumi n'emu onyola okuna. Kuba oyajja bw'abuulira Yesu omulala gwe tutaabuulira oba we muweebwa omwoyo omulala gwe mutaaweebwa.
Ennaku zino
omwoyo
eyakolanga mikolo ya batumisi
yaakola.
Kuba olwaleero asimbisa n'abasente.
Ab'obukadde.
Omwoyo ebikolo batume munaana.
The spirit of Acts 8.
Simoni yayagala
okumugula. Simon wanted to buy the spirit.
Omanyi ekikolimo
ky'oliko. Don't I cast you upon?
Olowooza ekirabo
kya Katonda ogenda kukugula. The gift of God you to buy it with money.
Omwoyo omutuufu owaddala.
Right, Holy Spirit.
Bakwa muwe wa kirabo.
Really given us as a gift.
Era ne batugamba ebyamagero byakola.
And they said the miracles he does.
Olwaleero omwoyo oguli mu kanisa gw'okwewuunyisa.
The spirit of the in church amazes.
Omwoyo gwa Satan.
The spirit of the devil.
Ukora sete.
Working, making money.
They
left heaven.
Omoyo kubatu wa yavamu.
The spirit given us things of heaven.
Just
to remind us things of heaven.
But there the spirit
we have
it.
I see going to America. I see you going to
plane.
Go as you're going to America. Walk.
That
is what we are into
out there. You see
how church gets mad in the heads.
Satan yateka mulie kiziki za nasani.
Darkness in them.
It's
beginning in the garden.
They
change the spirit, gave us another. And the spirit you see those churches is another spirit.
Pastor
can get the tithe and he buys his cars alone.
And
you are poor. You are in the unity of the real Holy Spirit.
And
is in the expensive houses. And some of you doesn't know where you sleep even. But he calls you his sheep.
And he speaks
how is your spiritual father.
Even
your physical power, he gives you school fees, you finish studying, he gives you capital.
How
about this who claims the spiritual father?
The
world of darkness
is
even the world in church is not gotten out of
that
world.
The
church they have not understood it.
The
other put in place false churches.
And
they phased out the right church. All along we thought there is a church. You are on a fake
faith.
The side you have been moving by.
The
season of restoring church have come.
When you know, come back,
be a powerful church of Christ.
It
takes the level to crush the head of the devil.
But
they say we crushed his head.
They said
knock on the head.
If you
crush the devil,
don't
ask if you find the head.
Don't
knock on it.
You
crush all of it until it's parted into pieces. Again, I beat you. I tear. I bite. What have you beaten? Told you a joke.
You're
not to chase it into the church. It's making funny drama. Leave us, we are going.
You
waste all the time. And you are on that one devil chasing.
And
Jesus woke the morning.
He woke
and he saw him from far. Son of God,
you come
to
destroy
us. Send us and listen to pigs.
I stood
in the bottomless pits. But today,
demons
make up a line, and each one is waiting for its turn.
After
they chase each one, they make noise and it's
noisy.
They are waiting for their turn.
The
spirit is joking with us. And they tie
them.
Nothing like strength.
A person
with demons, they tie them on the poles of the tree.
Things of
church are shame
to speak of them. Nothing
like little strength to help us. The men,
the pastor,
you have to put macho men around you.
For
a demon can rise up. wants to jump to the pastor. What is the church is so ashamed?
That's why
we want to seek the living God to save us. I will not be able to handle that kind of war. I do not want to break even their leg. Get away there. And he is gone. Go. He's not going. And they are making drama. Hangouts. You spend the one day. Tomorrow you come back again. Today they wait. As you begin, and they come back. Even the next day like that. The church of the Acts was like that. Another thing, Acts 16,
Paul
at the demon, leave him, and he left him, he went. But today, my God,
all
day you are in that drama. Another spirit came in the church making money.
Demons,
and they have agreed with pastors. They know them.
He knows
the demons are going to move. His demons. Think he has much power. Much power hinders demons to come in that place. Now much power. They accept the demons to come in. They themselves agree with the demons.
They
trouble the people as they make money. Ever since we started, I have not seen anyone rise with a demon.
But
if you are outside there, you would have begun. I prove it, you are there. You are among the ones shaking yourself. And when they fell in the woman, they begin to shiver like that.
You
sit there and you will. Can't you enjoy that experience? You feel different. The spirit of God doesn't do that. And the other spirit is of liberty. He's a good spirit. He's a spirit of God.
He's
the one we want. The one we want and we yearn for and we have.
But don't
mess with drama in the church of Christ. Nothing. You know, musicians have those demons in those churches. They never settle.
Every
time they pray for them, they settle for that moment. I wonder. How can you minister if someone has never been delivered? He's the one on the pulpit. And he sings. After the prayer, they shiver, shiver. They don't fill with the spirit. Every time you pray, they are being filled. You joke with the world of darkness. All those came from where? In the garden.
They
told us we never understood it. And the devil confused us. And this battling changed.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. But we pray God.
And
he's given us light of his word.
Give
us angels to fulfill this word. Like sounds 103, verse 19 and 22. Angels fulfill God's words.
We're
going to ask them in the prayer of warfare to uproot whatever God never planted, to rush totally, to
destroy
the heads of the devil, where he best reign over us. All the schemes,
yes,
praise Jesus.
Speaks
in Jeremiah 1, verse 10. We were meant to do this in the garden when we washed and took care of it. Whatever the devil had brought in the garden, the words which are twisted and the seed of evil, we
are
meant to uproot them.
We
build and establish God's word through his word. Let's go read and go in prayer. We are going in prayer of warfare. We are going to beat those heads.
Yeremia esule soko nyore kumi.
Jeremiah 1 verse 10.
Lavalero, nkutadeo kubo mkuru wa mawanga. Ero wa matuali gaba kabaka.
Zibu etuali murusuku.
We are really not like that in the garden.
Kumorusuku.
They put us to watch over the garden.
Have
you connected?
They
took us in the garden to take care of
it and
look up. We did other things. Many times we are restored the same authority. To take over that work in behalf of authority as church. And we want to restore authority to us in Jesus' name.
Jeremiah esule soko nyore kumi. Lava lero kutadeo kuwa mkulu wa mawanga. Ero wa matuali gaba kabaka. Okusimbula. No kumenya. No kuzikiriza. No kusula.
It's
what was told in the garden to us.
According
to Genesis 2. 8 to down.
We took man
in the garden to look after it and take care. We understood the plowing.
When
we read John 15. That the Father prunes us.
Words
be unworthy and characters. Man had to see. Not accept the devil saw those words in the garden. Like we first heard. Even
as a
church,
we
no more accept
the
work of the devil in the church of the living God. Approve every act, and every scheme, and to reaching the world,
for
we are given authority to chase the devil and to make him bound in Jesus' name.
Yeremia esule soko nyore kumi, okuzimba no kusimba. Era nate chigambo cha mukama nichinjira ngachogera nti. Yeremia olabachi. Nenjogera nti ndaba omuggo ogw'omulozi. Awo mukama n'angamba nti olabye bulungi kubanga ndabirira ekigambo kyange okukituukiriza.
Alabirira ki?
He watches over his word.
Twagala okulaba leero.
We want to see today.
Natumusaba jabe tente atugatteko gira bamalayika.
Join the army of angels.
Omulundi guno gwokkanga ekkanisa.
Time alone as church.
Eyimire mu maanyi gaayo.
Stand in his power.
Tuwangule sitaani.
Overcome the devil.
Bayibuli etugamba Rumi esula y'omunaana. Tuli bawanguzi n'okukirawo.
I'm more than conquerors.
Naye olwaleero obuwanguzi obwo buwombozeeko.
Where is that victory?
Si kyabulaba.
I no more see it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ne waliyo mulembo omujja.
But as a new generation,
ogujudde okumanya Katonda,
full knowledge of
Katonda
God,
gwayimusa,
with God raises,
ogugenda okulabikanga guyimirira,
going to stand,
munaku ez'oluvannyuma,
in the latter days,
okuyimira okulwegwanga lyaffe Uganda,
for the nation Uganda,
okuteekateeka amawanga gonna, olw'okudda kwa Yesu,
for the coming,
alina okudda wano, ng'amawanga gonna gateekeddwa wansi, abalabe bonna wansi w'ebigere
bye,
ate ffe magye, mu linnya lya Yesu, goloka ku bigere byo, tulumbe, mu linnya lya Yesu, kitaffe omulungi tukugulumiza, tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo. Kabaka. Tata tukwebaza gwe atuyigiriza okugasa. Oyogedde era mu Isaya 48 17. Tigwe Mukama atuyigiriza okugasa. N'olwaleero Mukama obikudde ebikwatagana n'omutwe gwa Sitaani gwe tulina okubetenta. Naffe ssebo tetugenda kulekamu wadde ak'obuntu paka nga tumaze okubetentera ddala n'okusaanyaawo. Enkweze okugerengetanya kwonna kwonna kwabadde akola. Oyogedde mu Yobu essula y'okutaano 12. Gwe ddala odda enkweze abagerengetanya. N'otabaganya kutuukiza ebibateesezza n'obakwasa olukwe lwabwe ayi kabaka tukugulumiza kiraffe omuyisa ebintu byonna gwe ali mukulu twebaza mukama waffe yesu atudde ku mukono gwe ogwa ddyo ng'atwegayirawo ssebo katonda ffe nga tagala n'omu ku ffe azikirire nga bwe twasooka okuwulira ssebo katonda ffe buli kinomu ng'ayimusa eddoboozi lya gy'oli mukama watuwa obuyinza okulwanagana ne sitaani okusobola okubetenta omutwe gwe kweyongedde okutegera ssebo buli muntu agenda okuleeta eddoboozi lye nga bwe wasooka okutugamba mba firipo oyogera nti muntegeeze bimwagala okuyita mu kusaba era bibulani ya 10 na 10 na 13 erigo botwenere ebigambo byaffe ebintu byana byeruliddwa bulungi soba katonda fomeza ebintu byonna olwalero nga lero bwebuli ai kabaka buli muntu nga ayimusedde boziye mukama twagala okutuukiriza olubereberi esula eyokusatu onyula 15 olutalo lwewateeka wakati waffe ne sitaani soba katonda ffe n'otulagirira wetulina okukuba gwe mutwe guno soba katonda ffe nga bw'otuyigiriza nga tuzja ku lusozi lwo leero bw'oyogera mu mika esula ey'okuna balijja ku lusozi lwa mukama okuyigirizibwa era isaaya esula ey'okubiri balijja ku lusozi lwa mukama okuyigirizibwa tuzze tweyongedde okuyiga leka wabeewo omugaso gwalabirira ekigambo kyo paka nga kituukiridde otutaddewo okusigukuula okusimbula buli sitaani kye yasimba na buli lukwe lwonna na buli kugerengetanya n'okuzimba ekigambo kyo nga bwe kyali mu lusuku wali otukoze mu lusuku mubalebera esula ey'okubiri onyola 8 paka lwe 15 bw'oteeka mu lusuku okulabiriranga n'okulirimanga bwe twalemererwa mukama ne wabeerawo enkwe ezayingira mu lubeeberya esula ey'okusatu ze watugambako okuba omutwe gwa sitaani mukama twetegereze olwaleero era nga tugenda okuluma mu ntalo zaffe ez'omwoyo nga tetwalagambidde musaayi tutegedde mu kubikula esula eri ey'12 onyola omusanvu olunya olwokusatu lwaliwo kankana emitwe musanvu ogwa ebyekanisa ebyobulimba kuliko ebyobuloko ebibefudde emizimu gy'ebika kuliko nate ebyobufuzi ebyobulimba abantu batakkiriza nti katonda gwafuga nga bataddewo abantu baabwe nga n'abantu abo tebasoba kukubaleetera kutegeera tugwe katonda afuga omutwe ddala asaba katonda ffe ogw'ebyenfuna mwetulemereddwa okunoonya n'okutegeera ne tunoonya sente zokka so nga twaweebwa obudde okukola emirimu egyaffe n'okunoonya ebyo mukama ate gwe tusooka tunoonya obwakabaka n'obutuukirivu naffe otwongerekere otuwa omukisa nabwo tugenda okuluma mukama okubeteeka sitaani yenna abadde atuziyiza okufuna betwetaaga mukama nate mukama tugenda olumba omutwe guli eri ogw'ebyebika omuli emizimu egyatuwa ebika by'oku nsi mwebatunyagira mwebatuwamba okuva mu kika ekitukuvu eky'omuggulu kyogeraku mbeefu ezesula y'okubiri mukama tugenda okulumba ensozi ezo tugenda olumba emitwe gye mukama okusesebbula okubetentabetenta okumenyamenya okusaggula okuyuzayuza mulinnya erya mukama waffe yesu omwana akatonda omulamu soba kabaka bakabaka tulumba omutwe gwa games and sports ogwamala abantu okuba nga bakunoonya nga babeera ku mpiira nga batudde nga tebakyagala kukutegeera mukama tebakyagala kukunoonya babeera mu kuwagira babeera mu kuba matatu babeera mu bizanya egitageeka babeera mu betting abantu mukama bazigira olw'okubula okumanya nga batwaliddwa sitaani mu mitwe egyo egirimu enkwe empitirivu mukama soba katonda waffe omwesigwa omutwe gw'ebyobulamu obanyagira eddagala obanyagira ebintu byonna mukama ne beefuula bannanyini bulamu ne beefuula abagoba obulamu mu masabo nga baloga aye katonda waffe nga beefuula abatta omubiri mukama so nga tebayinza kutta mwoyo soba kabaka tusaba okkirize otuwa obuyinza bwaffe wayogerako mu matayo esula y18 oyola 18 kyemunasibanga ku nsi namugulu kisibibwe kyemunasimula ku nsi namugulu kisumululwe mukama soba katonda ffe era obuyinza obwo buli wamu naffe mukama matayo 10 bw'ogamba lwadde obuyinza okugoba emizimu okuwonya endwadde obuyinza obwo ye mwoyo mutukuvu nga batwawulira wekiriza yesu mu yokaana esula esooka onyole 12 yabamusembeza n'abawa obuyinza ofuuka abaana ba katonda obuyinza obwo mwoyo omutukuvu ayogerwako mbaluumi esula ey'omunana 14 akulemberemu abaana ba katonda omwoyo w'amazima tusaba otukulemberemu mu ntalo zino mukama era olwaleero otumegeremu malayika abakozi amu naffe bayibuli beyogereko mu zabuli 13 onyola 19 paka 22 bamalayika abatukirize ekigambo kye tubatuma olwaleero batumikirize ekigambo kye tusome batukirize okusebe kwa leero mulinnya erya yesu omwana wa katonda omulamu tumegeremu malayika ab'entalo okulwana kabuli eri agamba kubikula sula ey'22 ey'8 olw'omusanvu n'8 tuli bakozi wamu naabo abakwata ekigambo kya katonda tumegere bamalayika abalwanyi b'entalo zakariya sula esooka 18 ebogerako baa 19 n'ategeka abawesimana okugenda okusaggula n'okufefeta amayembe g'ensi agabane gatusuula tumegere malayika abasaguzi abafefesi banoonye sitaani n'enkweze okusookera ddala mu kanisa okufuluma mu madiini ne munzikiriza mu nsozi na biwanvu mu masabo yonna balumbe basaggule bafefete tuma maiko tumegerya maiko danieri 12 egamba maiko omulangira wamwe aliimira omunakoze oluvannyuma bayimirirawo maiko tukutuma yitamu olwana entalo zaffe bayibuli egambe tetuwalagana mubina musaayi nga bwekiri mubaru mu befeso esula ey'omukaaga onyolwekome pa 13 tuwanagana nabamasaza tosina mubina musaayi n'ebyokulwanyisa byaffe byamaanyi n'okumenya ebiko tutumejera bamalayika erina byokulwanyisa byaffe bayibuli egambe okubikula esula y'8 onyolusoka n'okubiri bamalayika bakutte amakondeere baduumire bamalayika muduumire muduumire utalo muduumire era mutumejera bamalayika abalwanyi basagule bafefete emizimu tandika kizikiriza agawamba ekanisa ya Yesu agawamba mukama abantu mu nsi yonna mukama mu madini namunzikiriza mu mikana nnimi n'amawanga ayikabakabakabaka tumejere bamalayika Michael okusakula okuhaveta bamalayika bane ebyokulwanisa byaffe baibuli bogeddeko mumakoliso ekyokubira sula 10 ebyokulwanisa byaffe siryambiri na musaayi awala byamaanyi n'okumenya ebigo kubikula 15 onyolusogera okwira bamalayika omusanvu abakuta ebibya tumejere bamalayika abakuta ebibya ebyokulwanisa bameke bafevete esitaani gyali bamalayika babagwa bonna webabadde bali ebabadde basimya makanda obanga mukanisa yesu ebabadde bawambye ngebyoemibi gyange nekanisa ebyemibi giwambye ekanisa tumejeryo mu madini gyonna abantu gye basibiddwa katonda asumula abantu be katonda awonyeri naawe akuwonye naawe akuza obuje akunula okuba mu nsi ekizikiza atumejeryo bamalayika bidwani okusagula n'okufefeta okubeteta n'okumenya emitwe gwa sitaani okumenya ekwezi okutta ekwezi okugerengetanya okuyiyayiyeko basitaani obutego obusaale ebifubita ebyekyoki ebadde byakuluma tulume jeri olirumbe tutuma mu danieri 12 tuma maika ayimire maiko walwana olutalo mukubikwa esula 12 onyola omusanvu bayibuli egamba maiko n'ayimira nejerie nebalioko balwanisa sitaani ne bamalayika be okubagoba mukulu tulumirako ejeri bamalayika bedoni owenjegere kubikulu 2 gweyogeddeko agendo n'enjegere okusula mizibu ekibadde mukwengula netusindika amasanyu newankubadde mubiwonvu wabula mbuja butakuru otuuka kunakulwa omusanvu judi yamukaaga egamba ne bamalayika batakuba bitiibwa byabwe abakumira munjegere z'ekizikiza tumejere bamalayika b'enjegere basula mizibu ejakuluma ekikulemesa otegeera katonda ekibala kiruma ensi yeyomwoyo okwolesi baako ebirooto byo ebiva eri katonda okutegeera ekigambo ebadde birumbire ebyenfuna byo byona tumayo tumayo abaakwatibwa mubika n'ennimi n'amawanga abaakwatibwa mubyenfuna abaakwatibwawa tumejerya maiko tumejerya basakuzi abafavesi maiko lumba lumbira ddala tukutuma kubanga bayibuli egambye baibulaniya esula 10 esula esooka onyola 13 14 egambye bamalayika gyemeye gitumibwa okugenda okuweereza abagana osikira obulokozi tuma bamalayika bo tosirika tumejere bamalayika abali kusaidiyo kubanga bayibuli egambye basekabaka ekyokubiri 6:13 banja abali kusaidiya ffe osinga abali mu nsi bayibuli egambye kubikula 11 kubikula 15 onyola 11 tuyina tuiliyoni tuiliyoni 10 ez'abamalayika tumejeryo lisagule fefeta 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 yaddala sagula tematema omutw ogwo bayibuli yetugambye mu lubereberya 3:15 tulina okufefeta tulina okusagula tulina okubeteta omutwe gwa sitaani zepulaani ze zekweze byebyo byayiya lwetawo lwategese ku bulamu bwo lumbira ddala tumejerya eyo tumirako malayika w'omuliro malayika w'omuliro tomuleka mabega tuma malayika w'omuliro bayibuli yemwagaddeko aye katonda ffe tuma malayika w'omuliro ezekeri 10 atole omuliro ku kyono kya katonda amaasire ku maanyi g'ekizikiza agaaluma ekanisa agaalumba agabadde banabbi b'obulimba batuma b'obulimba abasumba b'obulimba mu madini mu nzikiriza mu masabo tumejerya bamalayika w'omuliro bamaasire omuliro ku ndwadde zonna tuma malayika w'omuliro amaasire omuliro kubalina endwadde sitaani z'abataddeko sitaani z'abonyabonyesa sitaani ng'abasibye sitaani ng'alemesa sitaani ng'abagobesa leka omuliro ogwaka gwijye mu kanisa ya yesu kubanga yemwa omutukuvu akenga ndimyesa omuliro tewakyali muzibu oguyinza okuwangula ekanisa kubanga tubaddenta omutwe gwe sitaani enkwe okweyalegetanya tusindiza ejjiri abamalayika basobole okulwala paka nga tuwangudde bayibuli egamba mu yesu esula eri ey'ekkumi aye katonda ffe omulungi mweso sule yokutanu laba alagira sebe katonda ffe nabuuza sebe kabakabakabaka oli muluyirwani managamba omudomezi wa mukama ntuuse tusigamba ekkira enjuba n'omwezi tulagira enjuba n'omwezi tulagira obutonde bwonna mubalumya sule ey'omunaana onyola 18 okujemera omulago n'obusamize bwonna era nga nebakola saddaaka kulwekanisa kulwekanisa ya yesu abantu bakatonda abamuyayanira saddaaka zebuzi tezidemu okukola saddaaka zebisolo saddaaka zebiwuka saddaaka zebinyonyi tuzirikakona omusaayi gwa yesu okwogera ebirungi okusinga omusaayi gwonna ebulandiya 12:24 tulagira njuba n'omwezi tebadde bakozesa okuwanyisa emikisa obulago bw'ensono mumbadde butambulira tulagira njuba n'omwezi okutuweereza leero n'ennaku zonna namu yesu obwalagira enjuba n'omwezi muyimire paka nga tuwangudde tusindika jira bamalayika okuyimirirayo paka nga tuwangudde bamalayika maiko malayika badoni malayika w'omuliro temuyimirira paka nga tuwangudde webale mukama webale kabakabakabaka webale omutonzi waffe webale webale ekitaffe ow'omukulu webale omwoyo omutukuvu webale webale yesu
kubanga olwanirira ekanisa otunuludde mu nsi yonna otuwadde ekisa mukama webale tojjanga okwo kyotokomanga mukama okomekereza omulimu gwolagidde leero ogulabirire paka nga guwedde mu linnya lya mukama waffe yesu tusabye wamu n'okwebaza amiina.